The Daily Drum on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight, we're talking about loving yourself, body, mind, and spirit, even when you have negative influences pressing you on all sides. My guests are Dr. Sharon Adi, physician, health educator, and author, and Leighton Muhammad, wellness coach and personal trainer. Lines are open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Before the break, we were talking to Nicole, and she was talking about getting unstuck. All kinds of things going on with Nicole. Let's start with those negative influences she was talking about, you know, skin tone and it not being popular. To be quite honest, Nicole, I don't know what skin tone you're talking about. Which one? Light, dark, caramel? What was going on?
Okay, so I grew up in the Midwest.
Okay.
And so I'm dark skinned.
Okay,
so
that's
in
nice.
The Midwest, it's not like the East Coast. This is why I love the East Coast. Well, in the Midwest, it's like growing up, everyone's like, I want a yellow, thick, red bone.
Okay, and I just wanted to get that clarified. Okay, Dr. Yeah. Sharon?
So we are a product of our history. Right? Mm-hmm. Some of those things that have been ingrained of us and still talk to us in the back of our heads. But one thing that I want to say, Nicole, number one, one way that you get unstuck is to recognize that you are stuck. So you've recognized that this is a rut that I don't necessarily want to be in. And then all of us will have challenges. Sometimes you have to embrace the challenges. I speak all around the country talking to women and empowering them to go on. And sometimes I'm in the back trying to get myself together. So also don't believe the hype. Your friends that say, oh, everything's great. My man is great. My boo is great. Whatever, whatever. How could he have done that? How do you do this? How your kids are wonderful. They are lying, honey. They're lying to you. All of us go through. And when we accept the fact that we are not perfect, and that we will be hurt, and unfortunately we are human and we will hurt somebody else. The one thing to do is say I'm sorry to yourself for neglecting yourself, as well as trying to just say and do everything you can to feed positivity into your own life. And I go back to, you need happy hormones. We talk about mild depression. Most of us have had major depressive episodes that's called situational depression. I can't talk to a person about losing 100 pounds if they've just had a major loss of their parent and they're grieving. You need to deal with the grief. You lost a job and now I want you to go out and run a marathon. You need to deal with that and also use those things as fuel to say, well, I can't do a mile today, but I can do a tenth of a mile. I can't get a job today, but I can look for a job. My man is crazy and I'm leaving him, but I need to just commune with myself first. Heal myself first and keep it kicking. And then finally, the number one thing that I say has the smart girl very early on didn't think I was pretty or whatever. I know totally different now. Didn't think I was pretty or whatever. And I say that facetiously was that nothing tastes better than overcoming. And being your best self and knowing and telling yourself every day, I'm smart, I'm beautiful, and I can do this.
Okay. Leighton?
You know, I grew up in Jamaica, and coming up through high school and college, I was called yellow or red.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I just thought it was funny.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know racism until I came here.
Mm-hmm.
It was direct. You know, so you get to a point where you have to know that your relationship with God has to help you bring you up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God did not create you to be obese, to be out of shape.
Mm-hmm.
You are the best of his creation. So you see, birds eat what they're supposed to eat, and lions eat what they're supposed to eat. Nutrition plays a high factor in your stress. And if you're not eating the right foods, you sometimes gain more than you're going to gain weight, but it brings on stress also in your life, stress on your organs. You know, they don't function well. So at the point where she's says she has to get out of this rut, what will also help her? Well, is there a strong belief in the God? And like doctor said, and also find company of people who want to come out of that rut or who are successful in weight loss, or get a trainer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get on the YouTube channel and look. You don't have to start immediately. Just look. And you start to train your mind into becoming fit and healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so as all that grows and you lose weight, your connection with God, you start to take an upflight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your whole perception of this racism, whatever, changed, because it really doesn't bother you anymore. You know how to deal with it.
Okay.
We've been compounded with so much that we don't even know how to negotiate sometimes. Mm-hmm. Somebody says, worse, you just go up. So, you know, that will help.
Nicole, thank you so much for your phone call. Hang in there. You're going to be, you know, just fine. And there's nothing wrong with you being dark skinned. Midwest, West Coast, East Coast, around the corner, right here. You know, you are who you've been made to be, and I'm sure you're just fine. So, again, thank you so much for sharing with us. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Stephen, calling from La Plata. Thanks for calling, Stephen. What's on your mind?
Hello, Harold, and hey. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure thing.
And you've got two Midwesterners back-to-back, because I, too, am from the Midwest.
Okay. All right.
One thing I wanted to comment on, I believe the lady's name is Sharon.
Yeah, Dr. Sharon. Mm-hmm.
Dr. Sharon. Well, excellent point. I think you said it was your mind, your body, and your soul. And this is one thing I try to tell coworkers, people I come into contact with personally, that you have to, there's three things, your soul, your mind, and your temple. You know, God only gives us one temple. And I'm consistent in telling them and encouraging them that if you take care of your temple, the better you feel about yourself, the better you're going to treat people around you. And the consistency with it and the incorporation of taking care of yourself, incorporating into your work week, you're going to start feeling better about yourself, and that's going to directly affect the way you treat other people that you come into contact with.
Excellent. Excellent point. Dr. Sharon, your thoughts about that. That's a fascinating thought process.
Well, happy people are happy to people, you know, so that is actually true. I love the fact that you said temple, and I'm just going to ride that on. Meet us at Ebenezer tomorrow for the annual Health Awareness and Sporting Day, because we're going to teach you how to take care of your temple, have fun, and give away thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars worth of gifts, but in a church. And that's the other part. God does want us to be in health. And has African Americans as a strong part of our faith foundation. And so just like, you know, you want that extra car, what about being alive to drive it?
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. Stephen, thank you so much. I appreciate your phone call. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Let's talk a little bit about, you know, body image. I mean, Dr. Sharon, you said you know, you lost 140 pounds, but at the same time, knowing you well, self-esteem was never your problem.
You said that on radio. Well, don't believe the hype.
No, but
at any point, you can question yourself. I had a very strong father that always told me I was beautiful and I was smart and I could do absolutely anything I wanted to in a little town called Kannapolis, where I was called the N-word. And a little girl told me, and I love that we're having this discussion. I was the only black person in the class and in an advanced class, and my best friend would be mad at me when I made higher grades. And she told me at career day when I said I was going to be a doctor. She said, no, my daddy says the N-word can't be doctors. And she said it in front of my class. You either take that and go in a corner and suck your thumb, or you do as I did and say, I can be anything that I want to be. And wonderfully, at our 20th year reunion, she still lived in the trailer park that she was in when she was a kid. And Dr. Sharon came back the quote unquote most successful person, all that foolishness.
Did you take her blood pressure?
No, I didn't. But I said, hey, how you doing?
I'm
Sharon.
So what about body image, though? Because that, you know, we often see Eurocentric images of what is considered, you know, perfect. And yet in every, you know, culture outside of the media impressed images, you know, people come in all shapes, they come in all sizes. But when do concerns about body image become unhealthy?
You know, some of my clients come in and they say the criterion is from some list that they got, I'm supposed to be 6'2" and so much amount of weight. what I ask them is, how do you feel? Where do you, how much do you want to lose? You know, are you going to be comfortable at this weight? And so we begin the process. And as you move on, you may not fit in where the criterion says. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And some of them really feel bad, but it's never bad. Mm-hmm. It's wherever you're comfortable with. If you want to know, if you want to get out and start walking and losing 20 pounds, you want to get on a bicycle and ride, you've got a certain race you train for that race, and that's it. Mm-hmm. You don't have to fit in a criterion.
You know, I want to jump in because often when we talk about body image, we focus on obesity. But now, even worse in some cases for your heart are the anorexics and the bulimics who vomit so that they will be a size zero, right? And they lose teeth, they lose hair because they're looking in the mirror and they see something else.
Right.
And then they now go to the other extreme. And I tell persons all the time, you said it, it is about your health. What's your blood pressure? What's your cholesterol? You can have the perfect size six and the 20 size 20 sister. Yes, we sometimes in the African American community have gone on and are lying to ourselves when we say that you can be 5'2", 260 pounds and that's okay. No, that's not okay. I used to tell that lie myself on TV, on radio, whatever. What's your blood pressure? Yeah, my blood pressure was fine, but what about the fat around my organs?
Right.
And so, but let's also make sure that we are healthy, because you can be the perfect size zero, size six, with high cholesterol, poor eating habits, don't exercise, and you will die in a cute suit in a casket because you haven't taken care of yourself.
Absolutely.
So what do you tell people about body image? And this is why I ask. I was speaking to a lady last week, and just like Dr. Sharon was saying, she has, I think, two kids, mid-30s, and she weighs probably almost 300 pounds, even though she is a taller sister. And she commented to me, she said, I've been fat all my life. I just have to get to the point where I want to lose the weight and be healthier. How do you get to that point where you want to lose the weight and be healthier if that is all that you've known?
You know, I hope that you're not looking around. Well, the person is looking around and say, well, and watch somebody pass away because they're out of shape. Mm-hmm. That sometimes is an awakening moment for people. Somebody in their family has passed because they're having, I got a few customers like, I mean, our clients like that, that come in because, you know, their friends, they've been to many funerals this year because mm-hmm. the person is out of shape and unhealthy. And that's sometimes a great motivator, you know. But if you've been fat all your life, nobody lives a obese life. I mean, up to 80, 75 years old, 70 years old. Most of us don't, because we are obese. The most of our toxins are stored in the fat, so they may not bother you now, but come later when your organs are failing, the fat is producing a problem, so you have to lose it. But you have to be truthful to yourself. You know, look at yourself objectively and say, I need to lose some weight.
Mm-hmm.
I need to do this for my children. I need to go walking with them. I need mm-hmm. to have longevity. I don't want to bear my children.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Interesting point. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about loving yourself, body, mind, and spirit, even with negative influences pressing you on all sides. I want to go back in just a bit after this break, Dr. Sharon, something I want you, you know, to consider again as it relates to the Taylor Dumpson situation up at American University. You know, one of the things that I did notice watching the town hall yesterday was that I saw more natural hairstyles and more stand up. That's the only way I can put it. Stand up young women in one room than I have seen in a long time. Here's my question. I want you to answer this on the other side. Does it sometimes take a crisis to build character? We'll be back in just a moment. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Do you love yourself? Are you struggling with that? Do you not like what you see in the mirror, whether it's a real mirror or your mind's eye mirror? We want to hear from you. 202-319-7810. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about loving yourself, body, mind, and spirit, even when you are being impacted by negative influences pressing you on all sides. Of course, my guests are Dr. Sharon Adi, physician, health educator, and author, and Leighton Muhammad, wellness coach and personal trainer. Our lines are still open at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Before the break, Dr. Adi, I was asking your thoughts about town hall meeting, addressing issues of racism at American University, and the dozens of young black women who were really showing themselves to be forthright. I would even venture to say their self-esteem was, you know, was very, very high. They were focused. But does it take a crisis to put someone in that position, or is it just that we see it because of a crisis?
I think that crises often cause something in us to rise up. I mean, I'm wearing an AKA shirt. I'm a member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, which this young lady is as well. And today I made the conscious decision to wear the shirt almost in solidarity. But just like other sororities, fraternities, everybody in America, we're all different hues, we're all different sizes. And whether it's natural hair or permed hair, I want you to love yourself as an African-American woman, as a woman, as a person. But sometimes, even with the killings of black men and all of the social injustice, hopefully with this the absence of President Obama and the presence of the new one, these are crises that cause us and should shake us to our core, and we need to do something. And so if a crisis spurs you to take better control of yourself, better control of your health, great. But let's just not make sure it's not just a little match and it burns out, but that it starts a fire that every day we're putting more wood on it, so that fire continues to spur us in our communities and our personal life. You know, you can't be a good activist if you can't march more than 10 feet. You cannot be a great missionary. We were talking about faith, and I say this to churches all the time. If you can't go do all the things that you need to do if your health is poor. And so we sometimes cut ourselves off from what we are destined to do. And so if this crisis causes us to look at ourselves a little differently and to say, I'm not going to let somebody else define me, whether my skin color is nearly white or white or dark charcoal brown, I am still beautifully, wonderfully made, whether even in my quest to be healthier. I'm a size 26 and I want to be healthy. We don't want to beat up people. We want you to feel good where you are, but be honest and say, I'm going to do a little bit better.
You know, Leighton, we've been talking a lot about women in this conversation, but, you know, as it relates to men, one could argue that the images that we see regarding, you know, black men are, you know, at best difficult to watch. And, you know, you are, you know, a fitness trainer, a great physical specimen, you know, of a man, you know, immigrant and successful businessman. But how do you keep your head up when there aren't always the most positive images of brothers that you see every day?
You know, I try to tune into God, and I try to read the Word, and that what keeps me strong. Most men don't want to say they don't know. You know, they don't want to say they don't know how to get in shape, or they don't know how to handle a situation. You know, we'll sit back, and most times the women step up and they handle it. You know, but it's a big step when the woman sees them. I believe when the woman sees the man stepping up and then she backs him, that's, I think, that's the most powerful force right there. But I try to just keep my head up, you know, try to read and study, that's what I'm into. If I'm into religion, that's what I study. I religion. If I'm into health and fitness, I stay there. You know, but most men, like my clients, most men are women. Most of my clients are female. And the men kind of sit back and they'll watch you and they try to copy what you do. Most of them intimidated to ask me what I need to do to get such and such, you know. But you, matter of fact, you have a great example here in Manzi Pullen.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been training him for about 4 or 5 months. And he listens and he does exactly what I tell him to do. You know, and he stays strong. He's getting much stronger. But, yeah.
Is changing your attitude or your mindset part of wellness, particularly as it relates to men? Are men, even in 2017, are some of them in a position where they don't believe they can learn anymore, particularly from another man?
You know, I think it's ego.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's that male, what you call bravado.
Mm.
You know, we don't feel like we need to ask. We see a strong man, you know, I'm better than you are.
Mm.
So we try to either watch you from afar, you know, or try to study and come up and show you that I'm better than you instead of joining. Mm. You know, come on, let's work out together. I'm not here to show you that I'm stronger than you. Maybe I'm here to show you what you can be. I'm going to pump you up so that you'll come follow me or you follow my example. And we'll go strong together. I don't train people to stay. If there's a brother that I train, a man that I train, I'm training him to be stronger than I am.
Mm-hmm.
One day I'll get old. I won't be able to handle the weight that I handle. If I have a young guy, I'm going to make sure he knows exactly what he needs to do to get stronger than me.
So, same thing, Dr. Sharon, particularly when you're talking about some of the negative stereotypes of black women. You know, how do you, in your capacity, you know, as in a health educator, and I'm talking now about, you know, mental health, social health, dispel some of those stereotypes, the messy, the catty, the competitive.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You have any of that?
Oh, I don't have any of that. I believe we've talked about this before. I started a conference called Beautiful Woman Inside and Out that I take all around the country. And that is really to empower women. So we have trainers, we have doctors, we have makeup artists, we have hairstylists, whatever, because that's what women want to hear and know. But the real secret of Beautiful Woman Inside and Out is, as I say on the mic all the time, you are beautiful. Even now. And you know what? You can be beautiful and I can say, hey, girl, you are beautiful. And that doesn't make me any less attractive.
But where does that stuff come from for those who don't, you know, have the benefit of that kind of positive mm-hmm. attitude?
It comes from low self-esteem.
And where does
Someone told you when you were a little girl that there was something wrong with your kinky hair. Someone told you that you were not attractive because you had a wide nose. Someone said to you, and that's where it comes from. I really believe that. And then we have to really take on, and this is another show, when we talk about obesity rates in African Americans, obesity rates, especially morbid obesity, especially in women, usually in I think the statistic is 33% of morbidly obese women have been sexually abused. So they eat subconsciously to get bigger so that they are unattractive so that they will not be sexually violated. We have to get to the core, to the root. I'm from the South, so we say let's get to the core. And so those issues, so I can't tell you about this 200 extra pounds you're carrying and we just go do something drastic for you to get rid of it if I don't get to the root of the matter, and that's that somebody touched you wrong. And so there are many things. Depression is key when we talk about obesity, hypertension, and other illnesses, and even we think there's a link now even with cancers and mental health. And so we have to make sure when we talk about where does it come from, and you're so right, Harold, that we affirm our children, that we affirm them, that we tell them that they are beautiful, that we also don't watch this foolishness that's on TV where women fight each other. And I'll say it, Married to Medicine is a show that, you know, I've been called about, whatever, whatever, where you have educated women fighting on TV, even some doctors. That's insane. But we watch it. And our girls feed into that. And so I'm supposed to fight you over a man. Are you absolutely crazy?
Lost your mind.
And yeah, yeah. The reality TV is out. That's out.
You want to say something, Layton?
She says the right thing about being self-esteem. and being surrounded by negativity, mm-hmm. you know, and then then you also teach your children to be positive as soon as they step outside.
Mm-hmm.
They have the internet, they have mm-hmm. their friends, they have mm-hmm. the neighbors, they have this, that they have to deal with. They're really dealing with it a lot right
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm. And it seems to me, as you were just suggesting, if there have been generations and generations of negative reinforcement
mm-hmm.
that has caused us to see generations and generations of, in this particular example, black women who are raised with, you know, low self-esteem, then there probably needs to be a movement, one household at a time, one father, one mother at a time, one child at a time, when they are able to understand what beautiful means, what mm-hmm. smart means, what confidence means, that we have to not just tell them, but act upon it.
100%. And we must also know that, you know, we always talk about kids, but the 35-year-old, 45-year-old, 65-year-old grandmother that's still broken, raising another child. That's the generations of. And so I like to talk to all the generations because, yes, you can tell that child all they want in a nice little session at a church or whatever. You're great. But if they go home to a woman that unintentionally, it's not intentional, it's subconscious, that she has been so broken, that she has no self-esteem, that it's subconsciously they spew this on to their loved ones. And not that they don't love them. They don't know better. And then the absence of a father, I say this all over, a father not in the home or in a woman's life is significant in her self-esteem. That's the first man she loves. That's the first man that tells her she's beautiful. And so a father figure even, or someone in that regard, because a woman will always look for a daddy. And you don't want to look for a daddy. You want to have a daddy at home. And statistically, when we talk about teenage pregnancies, we talk about promiscuity. It goes often back to, I'm looking for the love that some man didn't give me that was supposed to because he was my father.
I think that's a good way to end this conversation. And we just want to remind you, of course, that the Health Awareness and Sporting Day is tomorrow at Ebenezer AME Church, that is in Fort Washington, Maryland. If you want information, you can find it online at godisawonder.com. That's godisawonder.com. It's free. And as Dr. Sharon said, hey, you can just show up. You might get something.
You will.
Inside and
out. And out.
There you go. Dr. Sharon Adi and Leighton Muhammad, thank you both so much for sharing with us tonight. I appreciate it. That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Friday, May 5th, for News Director Renee Nash, reporters Taylor Thomas, Troy Johnson, Millette Green, Bramante Bryant, producer Candace Atkins, engineers Craig Fowler and Bobby.